With the rally gaining momentum here in this session, the Dow now up about 520 points. I want to bring in Ann Berry, Wheelhouse Chief Investment Officer, and explain this turnaround we've seen. I mean, yesterday we were talking about the big sell-off in response to the Russian invasion. Now we're talking about a rally up more than 500 points. What do you make of the turnaround?
Yeah, it's almost inexplicable. It's a tricky one to try to unpack. I think there could be a couple of possible factors going into explaining a little bit of this perplexing upward trend in the US markets this morning. I think one of them could be that the Fed perhaps, instead of raising rates as much as 9 times, which has been speculated, perhaps will dial it back a little bit because there is this uncertainty, and perhaps will look to see what happens in coming weeks and months before deciding to have a more aggressive stance on rates. That's factor number one. Factor number two, I do think that China is perhaps, needs to be confirmed, trying to encourage talks between Russia and Ukraine is something that perhaps the market feels will be able to temper some of the aggression that's being seen. And then the third piece of this also is the fact that really, when you think about the most effective sanctions here, they're going to have to be driven by Europe. And so I think you're seeing some flight to quality, flight to the US markets from international flows as well. Speculative, three hypotheses, really tough to unpack in this market.
Yeah, and it does beg the question about, you know, whether in fact geopolitics, this being a very specific case, but when you think historically, they haven't created a significant overhang for stocks. We've had a number of guests on this week who say at the end of the day, it is still about Fed policy with investors eyeing that March meeting. Is that how you view it?
I think it's partly true, but I do think this is slightly different. And the reason I think that is there is one view of this, which is the world is going to be watching to see what the US does response into Russia. In order to understand whether there's then risk of China moving on Taiwan. That's a massive geopolitical play. And so I do think that there's a lot more to unpack here. Typically, yes, there hasn't been long-range geopolitical overhang, but the short-term pain has tended to be really quite painful. One place where we saw huge political volatility was during the trade wars with China, which the Trump administration initiated. Ultimately, the markets went up anyway, but the roller coaster that happened in response to very small pieces of new information for an 18 to 24 month period, you know, I think that's something that we all need to be ready for because there's just a ton that the market doesn't understand and can't see right now.
And you mentioned the possibility of more international exposure. You know, I know that some of the thinking here prior to this invasion was that European equities offered some good opportunities, largely because of evaluation, but also because of this expectation of the economy bouncing back. Does this change that completely? And if so, would you advise investors maybe to look more to emerging markets like China for potential opportunity?
Well, I think Germany is a good case in point. So the German leadership has actually publicly come out in response to the situation in Ukraine and said, effectively, Germany's going to have to learn to live with fewer gas and oil imports from Russia. We saw the Nord Stream 2 pipeline has been halted. That's a major pipeline that connected Germany to Russia to try and support Germany's energy needs. We're waiting to hear from the European Union to see how far the region is willing to go to restrict Russian flows of oil and gas to the EU, one of the biggest energy partners. If the EU is willing to take a tough stance here, there is going to be a struggle to find alternative sources of energy in the short run for that region that's going to have real ramifications for the European nation economies and economic growth outlook. So I would be holding right now on redeploying capital as an investor to that region in the public markets to wait and see. I would not be sending money right now, to be honest, to other emerging regions. We need to see how this shakes out. We need to see how supply chains respond to these shifts in where we can see flows in goods and services. We don't know the full extent yet of what these sanctions are going to look like.
So where do you think investors should be deploying some of that cash if it's not over in Europe, not necessarily in EMs? Is it about just U.S. equities at the end of the day or a better mix with bonds potentially?
Well, we're seeing the movement into bonds. We've seen bond yields go down, and that's a reflection of the flow of capital that's been going in the last couple of days towards bonds, driving up prices and yields down as a result. So I think we're already seeing that. So we've got a lot of folks who are holding cash. I do think, again, it's part of the reason we're seeing the rally in the markets today. I do think there is a flow of flight to quality capital to the U.S. markets. We'll have to see in terms of flows of capital also to Japan, flows of capital also to the U.K. You know, we're talking about the G7 economies here. I think those are the markets I'd be watching as well.
Ann Barry, Wheelhouse Chief Investment Officer. Always good to have you on the show. Appreciate you stopping by.